Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning to you. As we broadcast in Glen Mills today from Heroes Bar and Grill, we thank Mentic Construction for their contribution to the Eagles Autism Foundation. We thank Jim Watson's contribution to the Philadelphia Flyers. Jimmy Watson's going to join us coming up later this segment to talk about his friend and longtime teammate Bernie Perrone, of course, passed away a few days ago. Jim is on site here with us. All right, so I want to get to a quick Sixers thing and then to the phones. Before that, though, let me remind everyone, Time's Yours is there for you. Anything and everything we're discussing, you can always react on the Time's Yours line, which is at 215-238-4500. 215-238-4500 to react on whether you think Saquon is a little bit less athletic this year or not. This Joel thing we're about to talk about. The twists and turns in that baseball game last night.
What would you do to get Jalen Carter in line if you were Nick Sirianni?
Boy, that's a good question. Yeah, someone answer that on Time's Yours. What? No, that's a great question, James. What would you do to get Jalen Carter in line? I mean, Ben, Darren Dalton might have pushed him up against the wall.
I would bring Brandon.
Darren Dalton might have gotten his ass kicked by Jalen Carter.
I'd bring Brandon Graham in and sit him down and say, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
That's a good one, Ben.
I would. I'd bring Brandon Graham in, and because in my
opinion.
Maybe
Fletcher Cox, because Fletcher was serving that role for
one year. In my opinion, there's no one more respected in that vicinity than Brandon Graham.
Can it work when you're not a player anymore?
Yes, it can, 100%.
Okay. All right.
Because what Brandon Graham brings to the table still to this day, he's one of the most respected Eagles.
I like that answer.
Of all time.
Yeah, but I think it'd be even more powerful if it was someone like Lane or someone in that locker room currently.
Veteran.
Yeah.
Zach Bond, maybe.
Interesting. Look, I like all of that, frankly. But, yeah, let us know on Time's Yours, 215-238-4500, what you would do with Jalen Carter at this stage now. All right. Quick Sixers question. We haven't talked much Sixers lately, with good reason. But ESPN came out yesterday with their top, their bottom 50 rankings of the top 100. So they came out with 51 through 100. And I was very curious, all right, do they have Joel there? I didn't think they would, but they did not. They had Paul George 54, by the way. So Joel's either going to be not in the top 100, and I don't think he won't be. I think he'll be in the top 50. And I'm just curious, I want everyone's prediction on how you think they rank Joel at this stage for top 100 players in the NBA. Now know this. These things get funky when you consider. I'll give you two guys that I would rank them where they would have been, even though they're about to not play this season. Halliburton, who got to Game 7, is going to miss the whole season because he ruptured the Achilles in the final game of the season. And Jason Tatum's not playing this year. I would still put those two in the top 10. I think they've earned that. And I give them, to use the word we used earlier, a little grace that when they come back, hopefully they come back at their full tilt best for the rest of their careers. But Joel, to me, is a different category. Joel is now repeated injury, which to me is a diminished athlete. But who knows? Maybe he rebounds. I'm going to write down everybody's
prediction.
That's
the problem. He doesn't rebound. He's too far out of the paint.
You are right. All right, James, I want everyone's prediction. We think he'll be in the top 50. James, where will ESPN rank him?
Yeah, so I think the fact that Paul George is at 54 and the fact that he wasn't in the back half in general makes me think he's going to be higher than we think he should be. He's still going to get that respect of being Joel Embiid. I'm going to say like 17th.
I had almost the same number. I had 18.
No way. Look at us.
John, what do you think?
I don't think he's played enough of late to get the, like, 18
the benefit
or
of the
17.
Doubt.
Yeah, I think the slide is just mostly because, like, no one knows. You've got this unknown commodity now because of the health issues and everything else. So I'm going to say, like, 40.
Okay.
I 45.
45. I'm writing them down. Rhea, what do you got?
Is this based off just off of last year?
My understanding is this is the ranking of the top 100 players in the NBA.
Right now.
If it were off last year, Paul George wouldn't be 54, obviously.
That's the thing. Yeah, George is 54, that's what the heck.
Look, I don't want to overcomplicate it. They have a top 100 list. Like, obviously Tatum can't play this year, so technically he's not one of the top 100 players in the world because he can't physically function. But, of course, he is.
Can I take 50?
You can. Ray, do you think there's any chance they don't have him in the top 100?
No, there's no chance because I think there's a respect factor there for when he plays, he's dominant.
Right.
But, you know, if this is a realistic one, I would say realistically, you know, I'm with you and James, maybe around 20.
Kyle, write down 20. Ben, what do you got?
24.
Okay. We'll find out. I think this list comes out later today. We'll update you on it tomorrow. Obviously, Maxie will be in there somewhere, but it's a tough one, man. The Joel thing's a tough one. All right, Jimmy Watson's going to join us in a few minutes. Look who's joining us right now. John's buddy from childhood. John, introduce your friend.
This is unbelievable. This is Keno Shawwell. This is Keno played. He was my teammate in the Big 33 game back in 1993. Keno went to Glenn Mills. So here we are
in Glenn Mills
today.
Right. That's right.
Keno was fascinating to me. A funny guy, awesome guy. But I learned, I think it was at the first lunch that we had in the cafeteria, that Keno had, Keno is like a vomit master.
He has a unique ability.
Keno had the ability to puke on command. And so... We're a bunch of high school kids. I mean, just recently graduated high school seniors in a cafeteria, and of course, you're taking full advantage with like the cafeteria ladies. Like, hey, look, we're having a problem here. We thought it was so funny.
I would get out of a bad test if I was about to fail a test.
I'm sure
I would
used it all the time for all that stuff.
That would be my approach.
Keno could puke at any point. On command.
Let's find out if he still can.
Yeah.
All right, Keno.
And also a great football player and a great guy.
There you go. Keno, good morning, buddy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Amazing, Keno. It's great to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
Do you still have the vomit skills?
I haven't practiced them in a long time. I can tell you that, but I think if I need to get out of work, I can use it.
I'm positive that you could. Tell me if I'm wrong here, Keno. I don't know if I've embellished this over the years or not, but I think that we convinced you to actually vomit while they introduced you for the Big 33 game. Because remember, this is at Hershey Stadium. They're introducing each guy by name individually. And I'm pretty sure that you did it while introduced that day.
Well, I did it as I remember we had a buddy that was with us from the Hershey Hospital.
Exactly, yes.
And I let my buddy go first a little bit and gave a little upchuck for you guys as you guys heard on the final lap.
Yeah, so he saved his buddy. He saved his buddy from having to see it. That was very kind of you. Oh, man. Class act, Keno Shawwell. That's amazing.
Keno, did you ever use it to get out of something you didn't want to do?
Of course.
Yeah. What would be the most?
How do you learn that you can do this?
What would be the most extreme example?
I can't remember because it's been a long time, but I do remember my first job. I didn't want to work that day, and I was just like, "Hey, I'm not feeling good, so I'm just gonna let this go, so you can let me go."
Let this go.
So
that's
I go
so good.
Home.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. Like he could do it in the individual little compartments on the tray at the lunch.
Oh my
it
God.
Really was fascinating.
You know, you ever think the entire Delaware Valley would find out about your ability to vomit on command?
No, I did not. And the funny thing, I have some of my coaches, family members, and old teammates listening to this right now, so this is going to be awesome when I get done.
Your phone's about to blow up, brother.
Has it been a long time since you've talked about your puking powers?
Yes, I've been talking about it. Now, my daughter's 22, and she's listening right now. She's like, Dad, you never told me about this.
You got a lot to answer for, my man.
It is the weirdest thing ever, man. I've never seen anyone else who can do this. So, congrats.
Wait. But wait a minute now, John. To your credit, though, I have never seen a guy play the piano and the guitar and then run me over in practice.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
nice
I stink at piano. I don't think I ran you over. You know, at those practices, I was so out of shape. Like, I can't believe we beat Ohio as bad as we beat them. But
yeah, we worked up on them. That was
we were good. You
That's
were
awesome.
Good.
That's awesome. Well, listen, Keno, we appreciate you being a good sport about this today, man. And hopefully some renewed notoriety for you, get you an endorsement with, I don't know, a Scott Towel Company.
Pepto-Bismol.
Epicac, or whatever. You don't even need it.
Syrup of Epicac.
Keno, stay well, man. I'm glad to reconnect you and John. It's good stuff, man.
All right, thank you so much.
You
great
it,
to
Tom.
Hear you, man.
Good stuff.
I'll talk to you.
That was hilarious, dude. That was
Love
awesome.
It. All right, Jimmy Watson's going to join us in one moment. Seltzer has an update on the Joel thing, as we do have the – Rhea, hang on one second. We have the James has 11 through 50 has been unleashed by ESPN.
Okay. Two hours ago they released it, or an hour and a half or something like that.
All right, James, what are we looking at? Joel Embiid is ranked at what number? Or he's got to be in between 11. He's not going to be top 10. Can't be.
He is ranked 11 through 50. And of the three of us, one of us was incredibly close.
Okay.
And that was John Ritchie.
Wow.
He is ranked 47th.
I'll tell
you what it says.
Wow.
There's a quick blurb. It says
I should have stuck with 50.
Right? Yeah.
Good for them. That's reasonable.
It's almost impossible to rank Embiid after the former MVP played just 19 games last year. If he's backing out, he's obviously a top 10 caliber player. But that's a very big if. So that's essentially
fair.
What the ranking. And by the way, Tyrese Maxey comes in at 28.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wow, good for Tyrese.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Okay, all right. I think that's reasonable. All right, Jimmy Watson just about to join us here in a moment, as obviously it's been a notable week in the Flowers world with the passing of Bernie Parent. It's always great to talk to a champion in Philadelphia sports. It's a unique opportunity to talk to a two-time champion. You'd have to talk to Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, Jake Elliott, the long snapper, or a Flyers from the 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Jimmy Watson. Jimmy, good morning, bud.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate that. And all the fine people here at the Menta construction outing here for autism.
How great is this?
How good is this?
This is we got a great
and
crew.
You know
here.
What? You're seeing Delaware County, or Delco, right?
Delco, baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You better believe it.
At its finest right here today. Tremendous support. And, of course, we're all excited about the Eagles. But I talked to a lot of people here today. And you know what? A lot of Flyer fans also.
Yeah, so for sure. So, look, two things here. There's the future of the Flyers, and then there's Bernie. Let's get to Bernie, Jimmy.
Yeah.
So tell us when you heard the news, your reaction, and just, I mean, we know well, you, but your thoughts on the impact and legacy of the great Bernie Perron. Your close friend.
So this is a little bit of a story here, because I was with Bernie, frankly, Friday afternoon.
Oh.
He passed Sunday morning. I was with Bernie Friday afternoon at a Flyer function down at the University of Delaware. We were signing autographs. It was a Flyers caravan. And I was sitting actually right next to Bernie, literally next to Bernie. And we were just kibitzing back and forth, having a lot of fun. And the fans were coming up. The fans were so excited to see Bernie. The fans love Bernie Perron in Philadelphia. He's gone through 50 years, and he's just as popular today as he ever was. Okay? Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. But anyways, so talking to the people would come up, and Bernie would always whisper something in their ear, give them a little bit of special encouragement. And that's the way Bernie was. So everybody felt so comfortable with Bernie, felt so connected to Bernie. And that is never, people have never forgotten that. So that's what Bernie brought to the Delaware Valley. Not only was it a tremendous goalie, and look at, I'll get into his hockey in a minute,
sure.
Right? So getting back to how I discovered what happened was, well, it was Friday afternoon. So I left Bernie about 6 in the afternoon. And we had talked, Joe, my brother Joe and I and Bernie, we're going to get together for lunch. And that's the way we left the last time I saw Bernie. And we talked about this. And we were so excited because we were all going to get together and have lunch. Because when you're with Bernie, you just laugh a lot.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
he had a personality about him that I just loved being around him because he was always having a good time. No matter how dire the situation was, Bernie would find something you could laugh about. So really appreciated Bernie for that. So we were going to go to lunch, and we left the area thinking, fine, everything's good. But I will say also, Bernie had a bad car accident here about 3 years ago, and he had hurt his back badly. And consequently, he had about 3 back surgeries in the last year and a half. Mm. Okay, so he's 80 years old, and he's had those 3 back surgeries. And anybody that's had back surgery, you know how difficult that is. He had 3 of them. So he really it took its toll on Bernie. And I think that had an effect on Bernie. I really do. So then Sunday morning, I'm getting up, getting ready to go to Mass. I get a call at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's Joe, my brother Joe. And he says, Jim, you're not going to believe this. He says, Bernie's passed. And I was in shock. I was in shock, literally in shock. Couldn't believe it. It was so sad. And, you know, my heart breaks every time I think about it. You know, you get emotional about it because he meant so much to us because we wouldn't have won the Stanley Cup without Bernie.
Yeah.
You know, Bernie was that good.
Bobby Clark came out and said he was the one player that the team could not have won without.
Yeah, Bobby's the only guy that could say that because we couldn't have won without Bobby Clark. we all know how great Bobby was. Bobby was spectacular. But those two dudes were our leaders, and they inspired the rest of us. But Bernie was outstanding for us. I mean, we won the first Stanley Cup 1-0.
Yeah.
So we had a 1-goal lead halfway through the first period, and we held on to it through the entire game. And Bernie was making these big, spectacular saves for us. And, you know, so it just grabs you. It's something that's just incredible that you go through there. And then next year, of course, we go against Buffalo, and we beat them in 6 games. We beat them 2-0, but it was only 1-0 until about 3 minutes left in the game. So he held a 1-0 lead from early or middle of the first period again until, you know, he scored the second goal with about 3 minutes left. So this is the kind of goalie he was. He loved the pressure. He loved the – but he was also interesting, guys and fans. He would like to call timeout. He'd call a timeout right in the middle of – it was face-off next to his net. He would call time, time, time. He'd bring you over and say, Jim, where are we going after the game tonight? That's what he would say. He would do that. I would say, holy crap, Bernie, I'm trying to focus here.
Jim, the personality. So there's the player, and then there's Bernie the person. The personality, which you described earlier, sort of the optimistic bent, the willingness to share himself with the broad community, to never big-time people. People were coming up to him constantly. Yeah. Do you have any sense where that came from?
I just think his roots, you know, I just think that, you know, a hockey player from a small town up in Quebec. He's from a small town just out of Montreal. And you know what? There's not a whole lot going on up there. It gets colder than hell. It stays like that for about 6 months. So you got to play hockey. Hockey's a tough game. As John here, I'll tell you about football. It's right there with football. It's very, very physical, very demanding. And Bernie stopping pucks, imagine that, going in the net. They used to put the worst player, the worst skater in the net. So you go play goal and stop the puck. So so we used to give Bernie a bad time. We'd say, Bernie, you're not a very good skater.
Yeah.
but he would go in the net. And but I just think that just his background, just from being in a, you know, hockey's a very humbling game. You got to be humble or you're not going to make it. You're just not going to make it because all the guys that are cocky and smart, think they know everything, they get discarded. They fall off. It's the guys that are humble, keep working hard. Ben will attest to this. Guys who want it, that's what makes you keep coming back and doing all the hard work. So I think that's what Bernie, it was implanted in Bernie at an early age, John. And I think most hockey players are that way, frankly. And you better be because you ain't going to be there.
And the guys want respect.
And the guys want you to respect, and you're getting kicked out of the locker room. Yeah. They don't want anything to do with you. And the team's going to get rid of you.
Jimmy,
you
know? Bernie told me one time, and it's well known, but for the younger people, they probably don't know this. So the career, of course, ended when the stick hit his eye through the mask. And I believe, if I remember it right, he couldn't see for 2 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes Bernie exaggerated.
Okay. But he told me it was extremely scary.
Yeah, no, it was scary. It was, certainly was. Yeah, no, it was. In fact, I was jostling with a guy in front of the net, and I think it was my stick that came up and got into his, into his mask. So I just said, Bernie, I'm not gonna feel guilty about this. So, but anyways, he was, he hurt for quite a while. But he was upset that he couldn't play.
Of course.
Yeah, and he wanted to get back in there. But he had a great run, you know what? And talking about Bernie, so I want to tell you another story. So yesterday I get a call from Dave Schultz, the Hammer. And Dave, because I says, Dave, how you doing? He says, Jim, I'm just really sad.
Yeah.
I'm just really sad. And I think everybody in Philly is really sad about this. But, you know, we're starting to move past that maybe a little bit. And we choose to really celebrate Bernie. But it's been tough for the Flyer community, the Flyer fans, and the Flyer, the players, and the front office, whatnot, because we lost a great one, one of the greatest ever, and one of the greatest goalies ever.
Yeah.
And so, that's very significant. But on the other hand, we just remember Bernie for his good humor. He was always in good humor, always ready to have a good talk with anybody who would give him time.
Was he really the worst skater, or did you really give him, or did you just give him a hard time about it?
We gave him a bad time, John. But you know what? He wasn't a great skater either. he wasn't. But Bernie was a student of the game. I mean, and we when Bernie played with the Flyers, Bernie, we brought in Jacques Plante, the great goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens, Plante.
Yeah.
So a lot of people may don't know Jacques, but you can look in your history and look up Jacques Plante. He was one of the greatest goalies. In fact, he invented the goalie mask. Okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And that's a great story someday. Well, I'll tell you that story because you got to hear about goalies. Goalies are incredible. This happened about 1960. They're playing in Madison Square Garden. Jacques Plante's playing for Montreal Canadiens. Andy Bathgate comes down, takes a slap shot, and hits Jacques right on his nose and pushes his nose about 3 inches over to the left. Okay.
Man.
And now in that day, in that era, you only had one goalie on the team. So they would stop the game. The goalies would go in and get stitched up and bring them back out, and he'd have to play.
That's barbaric.
It was. But this is back in 1960, Ben. So, you know, that's the way it was back then. So, anyways, Jacques says, I'm not going back in. He told his coach, I'm not going back unless I can wear my mask. And the coach said, okay, Jacques, you can wear your mask.
And that's where it started.
And that's where it started.
Yeah.
But Jacques came back. The Flyers hired him to be Bernie's goal coach. And Jacques really helped Bernie, really helped him. Talked about his balance on his feet. Goalies, you got to be well balanced so you can keep your feet, so you can move side to side and things like that. And Bernie really appreciated Jacques Plante. He was tremendous for Bernie. But Bernie was a great goalie, John, and he did more than just average. He was more than just an average skater.
Yeah. And of course, he passed it on to Pelly and Hexie and some of the other goalies.
Yes,
he was the coach.
Yes,
for.
Yes, he did. He coached Pelly and Hexie.
Sure did.
Yep.
I mean, probably, you know, the two best since Bernie.
Since Bernie,
the organization.
And Bernie was, you know, just out there doing his thing, man.
Yeah.
But just a real pleasure, Bernie.
Jimmy, God bless you.
Yeah.
To your brother, to your teammates, to the Flyers organization, and certainly more than anything to the Perron family, but to Flyers fans everywhere. We know this one hits hard. I agree with you. There's so much to celebrate, so there's a dichotomy of the sadness. Yes. But as we all move through that initial phase, man, there's so much to celebrate with having had Bernie in all of our lives collectively, yeah. whether we met him or not,
yeah.
what he represented, the best of humanity, man. Yeah. So yeah. God bless you and your family.
Thanks, Joe. That was very, very nice. Thanks, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's hear it for Jimmy Watson, two-time Stanley Cup champion with the Philadelphia Flyers. Coming up, we're coming back to the phone lines and more on a on obviously what's been a very busy Wednesday morning here as we broadcast, and it is wonderful to have so many people here at Heroes Bar and Grill in Glen Mill, all part of Mentic Construction, stepping up with that donation to the Autism Foundation on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook and how you can get involved. You know, whether it's pro football, college football, the coming baseball playoffs up ahead, so many ways to get involved with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino as they get ready for, you know, another week. Pro football starts tomorrow night, another game tomorrow. Then obviously a big one from our standpoint, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay on Sunday. All these games all available for you. And for new customers, you can bet just $5. And with that $5 bet, get $300 in bonus bets if you win it. What a deal. Think about that. You bet $5. If you win it, great. I mean, it's a win on a $5 bet. You also get $300 in bonus bets. That's unique. That's amazing. And that's FanDuel Sportsbook. That's what you get with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to get in on the action. Download the FanDuel app today. Have it ready to go for all the games, all the leagues, all the teams, all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.